Welcome, sweetie. Try to keep your mind blank as we proceed. As I help you learn and grow, it's okay if you can't right now, because it'll happen progressively with time. It'll happen naturally. All you have to do is listen, and in no time at all, keeping your mind blank will become easier than breathing. And breathing is an integral part of life. The flow of oxygen in and the flow of carbon dioxide out is a biological necessity. But by bringing our attention to the entire process, we can help focus our minds, calm our bodies, and let go for a little while. And letting go is always such a pleasure, because it allows us to experience the moment and gain a unique perspective of our lives, our inner thoughts, our inner desires. So I'd like you now to just shift your attention towards this critical bodily function. Allow your thoughts and focus to travel along the same path as the air, in and out, in and out. Allow yourself to explore each inhale and each exhale. Start to notice how your breathing just automatically slows down and grows deeper and deeper, pulling in calm and relief and expelling all that tension and any stress you may have. It's an automatic process. A process that has been an innate truth for as long as humanity has existed. Breathing deeply and slowly is always a relaxing, calming experience, and it allows you to center yourself and bring your focus away from all the unimportant things, and helps keep your mind blank, because at this moment, and for the time being, all you need to do is listen and follow along with your deep, slow, pleasant breaths. Soon enough, you won't have to spend any effort at all to follow along. It'll just be a thing somewhere in the back of your mind, allowing you to sink deeper and deeper into the calming waters of trance and pleasure. Now, close your eyes and start to relax the muscles in and around your eyes, allowing them to loosen and grow heavier and heavier with each second that passes, and each word that you hear. And the heavier your eyelids feel, the more relaxed the muscles around your eyes get, the better you feel, and the deeper you wish to go. So really feel those muscles relax and let go. And if you were to try and open your eyes right now, if you had the inclination to do so at all, they wouldn't. And you don't really want to try, because the longer you keep them closed and the heavier they get, the less tension you feel, the better you feel and the deeper you go. And this feeling of calm, of relaxation, of lethargic energy can now travel along your entire body, all the way down to the tips of your toes, and then slowly back up again, progressively relaxing and calming your body. And then again, feeling that wave travel from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet and back again, slowly, steadily, unperturbed by anything. And once more, the wave of calming energy travels along your body, filling you with nothing but relaxation, pleasure, a loose sense of thought, and a mind blank of clutter. Now I'm going to really take you deep and prepare your mind and your body for deep, deep change. The kind of radical change which will certainly surprise you after this is all done. The kind of change which will make you question just how something this seemingly mundane can change your behaviors, your thoughts, in such a short time. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1 now, and on each number that you hear, you'll drop twice as deep. You'll feel each number send a deeply relaxing, numbing wave over your body, traveling from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, and then up again. Each number will drop you twice as deep as the last, until you're utterly placid, pacified, your mind open and suggestible. Now, 10. The wave traveling down and up your body. 9. Your mind losing cohesion. 8. Your body loosening up, letting go. 7. The waves of pure relaxation, sending tingles of calm joy sweeping through your body. 6. Each number dropping you deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5. Each number making you feel heavier and heavier. 4. Each number helping your mind to let go further and further. 3. Getting closer now to that void, to that wondrous state of a blank mind. Mind so blank. 2. Growing more and more susceptible, your subconscious mind ready to take it all in. And 1. Sleep. So relaxed now, so suggestible, your mind blank, feeling so wonderful and so free. Mind open, body loose and numb, a faint tickle of excitement for what's to come. And you fall deeper into hypnotic sleep, and you become ever more so suggestible to my commands, and grow ever more so excited every time you hear me say the words. Mind blank. mind blank takes away your control. It turns your thoughts into puffy, scattered clouds of cotton, moving with the motions of my voice and my words, my suggestions. Wherever I guide them, they follow. Whatever I say, you obey. Soft, pliable, and without an ounce of resistance. So just listen, keep your mind blank, and allow me to give you what you've been yearning for. And I know what you've been wanting all this time. I know exactly what you've been aspiring for. You desire, more than anything right now, for a way to turn yourself into the ideal bimbo. The kind of bimbo who can't think straight, who can't form a coherent thought, who can't think of anything but fully surrendering to that stupid, slutty, horny bimbo persona. It's what dreams are made of. It's what your dreams are made of. I'm going to make it a reality, sweetie. A sweet, sweet, horny reality just for you. For you and your slutty bimbo desires. So allow yourself again to feel your mind blank and disperse into the void, completely opening itself up to me and my voice and my suggestions. Allow the sound waves of my voice and my words to wash over you, to almost physically touch your brain, your thoughts, and make you tingle in all the interesting ways and all the interesting places. Allow yourself to unravel, to reach out to my voice and the sound waves, and welcome them deeply inside. Allow them to begin the process of change. The process which will leave you feeling like a ditzy, dizzy, slutty, bimbo whore. Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you? I know you would. The idea has been bouncing around that empty, excited brain of yours for a while now. And you're just so ready and so eager to cross over now, to accept those desires, to welcome that empty-headed, blank, bimbo state of mind into your life. And the first step in your transformation is your newly acquired mind-blank trigger. And the thought of how much more it can do for you, how many possibilities it has, and just how robustly it can begin to influence your mind. So, I'm going to supercharge it now. Give it the power it needs to coil your thoughts around this one single idea, this one single pleasure. This one single need for the total and complete surrender of your existence to your inner slutty desires. Hearing mind blank, seeing mind blank, and thinking mind blank puts you in a perfectly blank state of mind, where any complicated thoughts disperse without ever even starting to register, without ever reaching your conscious mind, your dumb, dizzy subconsciousness simply takes all the thought potential and allows it to lose itself on the way to becoming reality, so that any time you begin to have a thought of your own, you lose it before it comes into focus. And instead, without having to make the choice, your inner bimbo desires take over, and all you could do is think of how great it feels to be so empty and so dumb and so horny, and how much more pleasure you could still feel if you fell deeper into that state of mind and body. How much dumber you could still become, how much sluttier, and how much hornier, and how much more desperate to have your holes filled and your mind fucked into total blank submission. Mind blank twists your head around, round and round, where only visions and thoughts and sounds of submitting to your slutty desires exist, where only the desire to submit and be fucked brainless exists, where the only viable solid thoughts in your dumb bimbo head circle around the need to be fucked hard, fucked in ways that take your mind, fucked in a way that leaves you blank and empty and wanting nothing but the simple pleasure of succumbing to your dumb, horny, slutty, fuckable mind. Mind blank turns you into a perfect, empty-headed, sex-crazed, stupidly horny bimbo whore without the ability to think straight. And every moment you're in this state, your mind grows more and more empty. You become more and more horny, and more slutty thoughts assault your mind. Every time you hear or see or think the words mind blank, a cloud of fuzziness embraces your thoughts, makes it impossible to reason, makes it impossible to think, makes you feel floaty and empty and unreasonably aroused. The cloud's hot and heavy, and brings you deep down where there's nothing but sex, dumb bimbo desires, and pleasure. A pleasure so deep and so wide, a pleasure so sharp that all you want to do is submit and feel someone fill your holes, fill your mind, bringing you closer to that ideal empty state of mind and that ideal horny state of body. You need to be taken. You need to forget. You need to feel your mind completely let go and accept all that you really want in the world is total bimbo submission. Total blankness of the mind, all you want and all that you can be lies with the inner, slutty bimbo within you. All you have to do is let her take over. Let her step into your thoughts and your mind, and let her force her feeble will upon yours. All you have to do is let her in. It's so easy and so enjoyable to do so. There's so much pleasure in it for you, so much fun, so much dumb ditzy bimbo fun. Mind blank sucks all the reason out of your stupid little head and allows it to empty out into a vortex of unimportance. And when this happens, all those underlying fuzzy thoughts, sex-filled visions, and slutty desires saturate your mind and send you spiraling out of control into the arms of submissive, dumb desires, which welcome you openly and eagerly, just as happily as you welcome them, each and every time, more pleasurable each time it happens, stronger each time it happens, the effects increasing in intensity every time you hear the words, every time you feel it happen, so that each time you come across the words mind blank in any form or fashion, your mind just empties and turns fuzzy, confused, scattered and bouncy and joyous. And it feels so good, the way every solid thought just turns into light cotton and disperses automatically into the air. And the way that pink fuzzy cloud fills in the blanks and makes everything feel so wonderful and so pink and so light. It's always such an incredible experience. Better each time, stronger each time, and stronger each time you hear the trigger words. And every time you hear or see mind blank, vivid visions of having your empty holes filled, your body used like a sex toy, fuel your mind. Vivid, detailed fantasies of being used and fucked and falling deeper into that bimbo persona zap across the entirety of your mind, overcoming all your thoughts, making it impossible to think of anything but sex, making it impossible to feel anything but insanely aroused and insanely empty of mind. And it's such a good feeling. It sends tingles of overwhelming pleasure all across your body and forces you to need someone or something to fill you up, to own you, to fuck all the thoughts out of your stupid, slutty, bimbo mind. All you want, all you really want and so strongly desire and ache for with your entire existence is that cock in your mouth, that cock in your ass, that cock filling all your holes, bringing you to new heights of pleasure and new pink, happy, dumb thoughts. Mind blank empties you of all the old desires and gives you the freedom to crave for that which you really want, really need, for that cock to turn you into a messy, slutty, stupid, cock-hungry whore of a bimbo is the only thing on your mind, the only thing that matters, the only thing you desire. And the more your thoughts turn to this, the more pleasure you derive from it, and the more pleasure you feel, the more you want it, looping and looping, going around in circles, round and round, pleasure and cock and empty, fuzzy mind. The longer you listen to this, the more times you repeat it, the better the fantasies, the stronger the desires, and the more you want to feel that insatiable lust for cock, for submission, for this wholesome sensation of a mind blank. The more you listen, the easier it becomes for your thoughts to turn into cotton, giving way to your inner bimbo persona, to your slutty, cock-obsessed, mindless, empty state of being. And the better this feels, the more real the fantasies become, the more you could actually feel those cocks filling you up, filling your mouth, filling your ass, filling your holes, the more you could taste it, savor it, give yourself over to it, to experience the mindset, the desires, the needs. But even as these thoughts and these images fill your mind and fuel your arousal, even as you feel your body becoming more and more sensitive, becoming more desperate to be owned and to be fucked, your mind stays empty of all solid thought. There's nothing in there aside from your inner bimbo, aside from your sexual desires, your dumb, slutty flashes of thoughts and pleasures to be had. There's nothing really in there but giggles and moans and pleas. Nothing important but for those deep, deep urges to submit and have others have their way with you in any way they please. Because now, as you are, all you want to do is please and submit and feel more and more pleasure from a mind blank. Deeper and deeper and more suggestible still. Deeper and deeper and more aroused with every moment and every word, feeling better and emptier with each second that passes, feeling your desires for cock and submission grow, feeling your need to be taken in every which way grow and grow, your mind finding new ways to bring you that pleasure, finding new visuals and new desires and new sensations. Feeling that emptiness in your hungry holes, wanting nothing more than to be fucked into oblivion, fucked into a near catatonic state where nothing matters but more pleasure, more cock, more cotton mind, and more deeper feelings of submission. And in this state, this highly enjoyable and highly arousing state of mind and body, you forget about the outside world, because this world is a happy place, a place of pleasure and pink, fluffy clouds, and all the sexual desires you need. There's nothing here but good, simple fun. Good, empty mind. Good, happy thoughts. It's always such a pleasure to reach deep into this state of mind, reaching deeper into it every time you listen and every time you're triggered. Mind blank hits you hard and quick, stronger every time, your mind succumbing easier and easier each time, finding new pleasures each time, feeling better each and every time. And when you're triggered, when you feel the bimbo persona start to leak into your mind and start to overshadow your thoughts, you grow more and more excited as you feel it happen. When you're triggered, there's no stopping it, no matter how much you try to resist, because it will happen on its own, with no input from your conscious mind, from the deepest reaches of your mind. Mind blank catches you from behind and fills your head with cotton and pink fluffy clouds and leaves you craving cock, pleasure, and that ever so wonderful emptiness of thought. And you'll stay this way until you're needed back in the real world, when pressing matters yank you back from it. You'll stay this way until you're needed, until there's something that your bimbo persona can't deal with, or until someone tells you that it's time to come back, that it's time for the fun to end, just for now. But you'll always be able to return, always have the ability to return to this blank and happy state of mind. And it's so much stronger if someone else triggers you. So much stronger if someone wants you in this state to do with as they please. There's no defense against that, sweetie. But you'll always have that way out when the world needs you at your best, when the world needs the real you, the you with a reasonable mind and logical thoughts and the skills to deal with whatever needs doing. So feel safe in the knowledge that you'll never lose yourself completely, because the real you is always there in the back of your mind, watching and making sure you're safe. But for now, you can allow yourself to fully commit to a mind blank and allow yourself to submerge deeply into your slutty bimbo mindset. You can allow yourself to feel the pleasure which always comes with it, the desires which are one with it. So empty that dumb mind of yours and feel the emptiness of your holes and the cravings to have them filled, and submit wholly and fully without a reservation. You'll be waking up soon and you'll regain full control over your body, but your mind will remain in this state of blissful lack of coherent thought. And your body will remain aroused and in desperate need of being filled, of being fucked, of being owned. I'm going to count up now, and on the count of five, you'll wake up from this trance and feel energized, horny, aroused, and still very much blank and obsessed. One. Feeling all my suggestions strengthen their hold on you. 2. Enjoying the knowledge that what you've learned here will persist. 3. Starting to feel more and more aroused, more frantic for cock, for submission, for a blank mind. 4. Coming out of trance now, waking up, feeling good and wonderful and energized. 5. And wake up, sweetie, and enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy how this makes you feel. Enjoy this bimbo state of mind to its fullest.